A lot of people have asked me what it feels like in the days following a seizure. Well, consider yourself run over by a truck, and as you rise off the floor, you get hit around the head by a cricket bat before being slapped straight across the face by a heavyweight boxer. After a fit, feelings of restlessness and being fed up can drive me to distraction. I get irritable, frustrated, angry. My world gets smaller. I begin to feel suffocated. For years, I used the word depression, but one day, feeling didn't clear up as usual. And then, when I mentioned it to a doctor, he threw me a prescription for antidepressants. I refused to take them, mainly because the thought of more drugs just depressed me. In recent years, I've begun to refer to this period as post-fit blues. Dostoevsky spoke of a heaviness and even pain in the head, disorders of the nerves, nervous laugh, and mystical depression. I know it will pass in a week, but I can't imagine feeling like this all the time. At the moment, I'm having about 20 fits a week, small fits, then one big fit every 3 weeks. Sometimes it gets better, sometimes it gets worse. I've got better at hanging on when it gets really bad, but there are days where I don't think I can cope. I ache in every muscle. I've no patience for anything. An hour feels like eternity, but tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow is always better, isn't it? It has to be. For the years when I was convinced I would die young, I worried I was wasting days. But then I began to think, well, maybe they're free days. There are 28 days in every month for everyone else. But for me, I have 21 days in the month. The post-fit days don't count. 7 days difference might not sound like much, not much for most people, but it mounts up. And under duress, your imagination begins to play tricks on you. Consider your days numbered. When I have a fit, you wonder how you feel. Physically, you're exhausted. Everything's exhausting. Watching television is exhausting. Waking up is exhausting. Eating is exhausting. Closing your eyes is exhausting. Everything is exhausting. Your head's throbbing, you feel sick, your emotional state's confusing. I don't cry much. I feel too shaken to cry. I don't come across as being upset. I think sometimes people worry about me not being upset. Maybe I'm in shock or concussed. I've had doctors ask me, "You don't seem very upset." I'm not really quite sure what they expect, to be honest. I quite often have something bleeding, my head, my leg, my ribs. There's lots of different parts of our house which are broken: the oven, the floor, the banisters. I feel empty. It's different from feeling dead. It's not quite feeling alive. It's different. You can't really explain it to anyone. You just feel empty. I go through this stage of 72 hours of rubbing my eyes. I'm aware of the fact that I rub my eyes a lot and run my hands across my forehead, which is really annoying if I've got lots of cuts across it. One way or another, my hands are always near my face. For me, that's an obvious case that I'm in immense discomfort. For days after a fit, I'm not so much biting my fingernails as chewing them like a hyena. I can't stop. Once I get going, a massive wave of anxiety takes over and I devour them. Program starts, program finishes. I haven't heard a word. I'm still picking the skin around my nails. I can do it for over an hour at a time until the pain gets too much, the cut's too deep. I know I should stop, but unless someone actually removes the fingers from my mouth, I don't stop. And even then, I just wait for them to leave the room and my fingers go straight back into my mouth. Mainly, it's about getting through the next 3 days. Do what you need to do. Ice cream is everyone's favorite thing. I can't eat ice cream. I loathe ice cream. Watermelon. Eat a lot of watermelon. It's like a baby teething. Watermelon and cucumber.